From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Washington Special Envoy for North Korea says Pyongyang's claim of a new uranium enrichment facility is provocative and disappointing, but not a crisis. Stephen Bosworth says nor is it a surprise. His remarks follow a meeting with South Korea's foreign minister in Seoul. From Seoul, Dwali Saikau-Tao reports the U.S. and the North's neighbors are monitoring events after a visiting U.S. nuclear scientist says he was shown a sophisticated enrichment facility in North Korea.
Ambassador Stephen Bosworth arrived late Sunday and is meeting with South Korean officials only for one day before heading to Japan and China for more talks on North Korea's latest claim that it has constructed a facility now enriching uranium for electricity. A prominent American scientist, Siegfried Hecker, visited North Korea's nuclear laboratory 2 weeks ago and over the weekend published a report stating he witnessed some 1,000 centrifuges at a modern facility. Hecker says the military regime can configure this same facility to produce highly enriched uranium for nuclear weapons. Bosworth told reporters that North Korea's latest claim is no surprise, but added this is not a crisis, only the latest in a series of provocative moves by the North. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikau-Tao in Seoul.
Police in New Zealand are now saying that some of the 29 miners trapped underground for 3 days by an explosion may not have survived. The BBC's Phil Mercer reports rescue workers are hoping to find all 29 miners alive, but they're also planning for loss of life.
The men went missing more than 3 days ago at the Pike River colliery near Greymouth. But a potentially explosive combination of methane and searing heat has delayed the rescue mission. The drilling of a borehole into the body of the mine should be a significant step forward. It's almost complete and will allow emergency crews to establish if those dangerous gas levels have dropped and teams can be sent in.
That was the BBC's Phil Mercer reporting. A Boeing 767 passenger plane headed to Moscow made an emergency landing at New York's John F. Kennedy Airport after one of its two engines failed Sunday night. No one was hurt. Delta Flight 30 passenger Alex Kasukin says after the engine blew, it was quite a while before they were able to land.
We were making circles all around the ocean, dropping down the fuel, and then we landed. So hail the crew and hail the captain who did this.
The plane dumped fuel and circled the airport before landing back at Kennedy more than an hour after takeoff. Passengers have been transferred to another flight en route to Moscow. A new survey says the U.S. economy is expected to grow at only a modest pace this year and next. The National Association for Business Economics says the lingering high unemployment rate, heavy debt, and a severe loss of wealth among consumers are expected to keep the economy down. From Washington, this is NPR News. Utah authorities searching for a gunman on the loose who's suspected of shooting a Utah park ranger say they're tracking a new set of footprints found Sunday afternoon. Some 160 officers are combing through 15 square miles of a rugged canyon near the Colorado River. The shooter's rifle, backpack, and bloody T-shirt were found on Saturday. The ranger was critically wounded. Thousands of Chinese people came out on the streets of Shanghai today. NPR's Rob Gifford reports they were mourning the 58 people who died in a high-rise fire last week.
The seventh day after a death or tragedy is a traditional day of mourning in China. Early on Sunday morning, the city of Shanghai's top officials paid a silent tribute, bowing three times and leaving flowers at the site of the fire. But later in the day, a somewhat less orchestrated tribute took shape in the form of crowds of thousands of people gathering to lay flowers and wreaths beside the burnt-out building. Police were grabbing people by their collars and pulling them away from the designated mourning area if they tried to enter without carrying flowers, but generally it seemed there were no signs of actual protest. It's highly unusual, however, for such large crowds to be allowed to gather in China. Many people here are angry that so many died in a fire blamed on illegal contracting, unsafe materials, and poorly supervised unqualified workers. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.
Asian stocks are mostly higher after Ireland applied for a massive EU emergency bailout to rescue its banking sector, claiming fears that Ireland's financial crisis could spread to other countries. Japan's Nikkei index is up 1.1%, South Korea's market rose less than a tenth of a percentage point, and China's index climbed 0.2%. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.